Combating mitigation has become one of the great crusades in commercial aviation over the past 15 years. Every major airline now has what is called crew resource management training, which is designed to teach junior crew members how to communicate clearly and assertively. For example, many airlines teach a standardized procedure for co-pilots to challenge the pilot if he or she thinks something has gone terribly awry. Captain, I'm concerned about. Then, Captain, I'm uncomfortable with. And if the captain still doesn't respond, Captain, I believe the situation is unsafe. And if that fails, the first officer is required to take over the airplane. Aviation experts will tell you that it is the success of this war on mitigation as much as anything else that accounts for the extraordinary decline in airline accidents in recent years. On a very simple level, one of the things we insist upon at Emirates is that the first officer and the captain call each other by their first names, Ratwadi said. We think that helps. It's just harder to say, Captain, you're doing something wrong, than to use a name. Ratwadi took mitigation very seriously. You couldn't be a student of the Avianca crash and not feel that way. He went on, one thing I personally try to do is, I try to put myself a little down. I say to my co-pilots, I don't fly very often. 3 or 4 times a month, you fly a lot more. If you see me doing something stupid, it's because I don't fly very often. So tell me, help me out. Hopefully, that helps them speak up. Back to the cockpit of Avianca 052. The plane is now turning away from Kennedy, after the aborted first attempt at landing. Klotz has just been on the radio with air traffic control, trying to figure out when they can land again. Caviatus turns to him. Caviatus, what did he say? Klotz, I already advise him that we are going to attempt again because now we can't. 4 seconds of silence pass. Caviatus, advise him we are in emergency. 4 more seconds of silence pass.